Next up on The Wire, our final story today, the orangutans at Auckland Zoo are being moved down to Christchurch while Auckland Zoo develops the Southeast Asian section of the zoo. So producer Laura spoke with Auckland Zoo director Jonathan Wilkin, delving into how the zoo will be changing through the development. She then spoke with the zoo's primate lead team leader to understand how the primates are being cared for prior to this transition.
Well, we are developing a dedicated Sumatran rainforest precinct within the zoo. It's a really substantial development. It's the biggest thing we've ever done, and it's really important to us for a number of reasons. So we've got strong ongoing programs to help support the conservation of key Southeast Asian species, orangutans and tigers being foremost amongst those. And we need to be able to do two things: really provide the best possible homes for these animals within the zoo, and importantly, to give our visitors a really extraordinary sense of how complicated and delicate and precious the Southeast Asian rainforests are.
And so why was this redevelopment brought about?
Well, we are a 95-year-old zoo, so we've got some old bits of the zoo, and that's part of our redevelopment program is bringing some of the areas of the zoo up to date. We also could see how we could provide an extraordinary new habitat for, in particular, our orangs. They're an amazing species, intelligent and complicated, and arboreal, and we want to be able to provide them, you know, a true forested experience at the zoo, and indeed to be able to give our visitors a sense of orangutans in the forest as you might come across them.
And so when can visitors expect to see this new development?
Yeah, we're looking forward to opening it in early 2020, so for the summer holidays in 2020. So it's going to take 2 years to develop, and we're going to be starting in a few months' time.
Is there anything else you want to add, extra comment?
It joins up a whole section, a whole series of sections of the zoo into a contiguous rainforest experience, and so it'll give our visitors, you know, a much more adventurous and exciting way to experience Sumatra in the middle of Auckland, and just to give a sense of how amazing that environment is and how important it is, and importantly, the things that we can all do to help protect it. This is an environment in Sumatra which is among the most diverse in all the world in terms of the animals that it has there, amazing species, but it's also one of the most under threat. And there's some really practical things that we as Aucklanders can do to help reduce those threats and help protect rainforests in Sumatra.
We've been training, me and a team of other keepers have been training the orangutans for probably the last year to be able to have an injection, because they'll need to have an anaesthetic to be able to get them into their crates. Our building isn't big enough to allow the crates to fit in, and so it's a really good opportunity as well to give them a really good physical health check. One of them needs her contraceptive implant renewed, and we'll take some bloods and things like that. So we've been training them for that process for a long time. And then on the day, we've got a very choreographed routine, the keepers, and so we'll go up and into their night, or their bedrooms if you like, and we'll go through our training process, but instead of using sort of pretend needles and pretend injections, we'll have the real thing on the day. With all going well, they'll go to sleep with no fuss, and then that way the vets can go and safely check them out. We'll carry them out, put them in their crates, and then they will be flown down to Christchurch.
You said that training's involved in giving them an injection. What kind of training does that entail?
So orangutans are very, very intelligent. They're the most intelligent of all the great apes, except for humans, obviously. But what we do on a daily basis is pretty much it's a process of desensitisation. So we train with blunt needles, All the orangutans are trained to present different body parts, and all that does is, because we don't go in with them because they're a dangerous animal, we don't have full contact. So what the training program does is it allows us to look after them better, so that you know, we can inspect all parts of their body. We don't need to get vets to be doing invasive procedures all the time, because we can do things like apply treatments or creams, or we can look in their mouth and check their teeth and that sort of thing. And so it's the same process with the injection. Instead of having a vet come along with a blowpipe or a dart gun, that's quite, can be quite a stressful process. It's just a no-fuss sort of thing that they're used to. We ask them to present a body part, which is usually their shoulder, and then they just, or their upper arm, and we just give them their injection relatively quickly and pain-free, and they go to sleep, and they're none the wiser.
And so how well do you think the orangutans will cope with this transition down to Christchurch?
I think they'll do really well. Orangutans are very adaptable. Primates are in general. They're one of the most adaptable taxa or groups of animals. And so particularly with the orangutans and their intelligence capabilities, I think they're going to take it all in their stride. And because we've been really, we're making sure that the keepers that they know and they trust will be working down with there with them for the period of time that it takes us to build our new orangutan habitat. I don't see any major issues. I actually think it's going to be a real positive for them, and it's going to be something that is really going to stimulate and challenge them, and just give them a new lease on life for a while. Our orangutans are all reasonably, except for Malua, two of our orangutans are reasonably elderly, so they're nearly 40, and orangutan's lifespan is generally around 50 years. And Malua, she's in her late 20s, and so I think it's going to be just a real eye-opener for them, and they're going to be absolutely fine. We've got really good processes, and our orangutan management program is world-class, so we'll just be really transferring kind of what we do at Auckland down to Rana Park, and it'll be really good as well. There's some the gorillas down there at Arana, they can also benefit from this, and we're really looking forward to working with the Arana keepers as well and introducing them to orangutans. So I see it as a real positive move for all involved, really, especially for the orangutan.
That was The Wire.
That was indeed The Wire for Friday, the 29th of September. Kia ora rawa atu. Thank you to everybody who came on the show today. We had Nicole Wedding, Julia Davidson, Greg Treadwell, Alyssa and Evan. Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Oh, thanks, Connor. That's why I go here. Help me with pronunciation. From Mexico City and Jonathan Wilkin. We've just had another text in saying a new podcast I've been listening to called Ologies. Second episode came out this week about primatology, and the first was volcanology, both relevant to today's show. Thank you for texting in. I'm sure producer Laura will find it very interesting to listen to the one about primatology after that interview. Also, a huge thank you to my producers Laura and Connor. Laura, we hope you're feeling better. Hopefully she's back next week, because we need her here after those technological difficulties, don't we, Connor?
She's definitely got to pick up the slack from my end, that's for sure.
Of course, we want to thank News Director Lillianne Handley. Have a pumpin' weekend. Dream of amazing things, I wrote here. Dream of amazing things, such as Winston choosing a particular side, or
deciding to not choose a particular side and leave
a different side.
Yeah.
So we hope we can dream, and we sit with bated breath. Another weekend goes by where we're not sure who's going to be in government, but hey, exciting things. Murray is up next with Land of the Good Groove. I'm Kelly Enright. This is Connor Mercer. I can't even pronounce my own name today. Things are going terribly. But next week we'll be back onto it. We'll have Jamie Lee Ross back from National Party. So, see you next week.